Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin urging U.S. President-elect Donald Trump not to abandon more military aid for Kyiv.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky are urging the incoming Trump administration not to give up on Kyiv's fight against Vladimir Putin. In their final meeting before Trump takes office, both men made their case in stark terms. Ending military aid to Ukraine would be disastrous.
It would honestly be crazy to drop the ball now.
No responsible leader would let Putin have his way.
Austin acknowledges he has no idea what Trump will do, but during his last meeting with a group of nearly 50 nations who've been aiding Ukraine, issued a challenge, saying the mission must not fail. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was honored in the nation's capital before a second service in his tiny Georgia hometown. During his eulogy for the former president, current President Joe Biden said Carter was a model for all people.
Jimmy Carter's enduring attribute, character.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who sat next to his predecessor, Barack Obama, at the funeral, was asked how they addressed their long-running feud.
He did look very friendly, I must say.
I thought you guys hated each other.
I didn't realize it, how friendly it looked. I saw it on your wonderful network just a little while ago before I came in, and I said, boy, they look like two people that like each other, and we probably do. We have little different philosophies, right? But we probably do.
Carter died December 29th at the age of 100. Thursday concluded 6 days of national rites. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected President-elect Donald Trump's request to delay his sentencing in his New York hush money case. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
A sharply divided U.S. Supreme Court is saying no to President-elect Donald Trump when it comes to delaying his sentencing in the New York hush money case. The 5-4 decision clears the way for a judge to sentence Trump Friday. Trump was convicted in what prosecutors call an attempt to cover up a $130,000 hush money payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels. Trump has denied any sexual encounter with Daniels or any wrongdoing. Donna Warder, Washington.
As riot police were out in force in Venezuela's capital on Thursday, looking to quell protesters seeking to block President Nicolas Maduro's attempt to cling to power, opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez made a pledge to return while he was in the Dominican Republic. VOA's Cristina Menente reports.
Opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez, who claims to have won the election against Nicolas Maduro and is recognized by some countries as the legitimate president-elect of Venezuela, says he will soon return to his country.
Los venezolanos.
Venezuelans will soon regain our freedom, and you, our friends from so many brotherly nations, will be able to say when that happens that you played a fundamental role in this happy outcome. Thank you.
Gracias.
Exiled in Madrid since August due to an investigation initiated by the prosecutor's office after the elections, Gonzalez appeared publicly in Buenos Aires on Saturday before beginning a Latin American tour. However, it remains unclear if, when, or how he will travel to Venezuela. Cristina Menenti, VOA News.
Officials say the two biggest wildfires ravaging the Los Angeles area this week are responsible for at least 7 deaths and have burned at least 10,000 homes, buildings, and other structures. They urged more people to heed evacuation orders after a new blaze ignited. Firefighters made significant gains Thursday at slowing the spread of the major fires, but containment remained far out of reach. The Biden administration has succeeded in temporarily blocking accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed from entering a guilty plea that would spare him the risk of execution for al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks. It is the latest development in a long struggle by the U.S. military and successive administrations to bring to justice the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks ever on the United States. A 3-judge appeals panel agreed to put on hold Mohammed's guilty plea scheduled for Friday at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.